Today, I'm doing something a little outside the box on the podcast. I'm interviewing a child, my 8-year-old daughter, Gabrielle. Yes, after months and months of her begging to be interviewed, I said yes. With us sharing a love for writing, I figured it would be a lovely topic for conversation. And without actually planning it, I swear to you, the release date and episode number are perfect. This episode is coming out on Valentine's Day, 9 years to the day that I found out I was pregnant with Gabby. And it's episode 113, and she was born in 2013. So it was obviously meant to be. Here's a fun episode to listen to with your kids or on your own. I hope it makes you smile and brightens up your day, because this interview definitely brightened up our day. We had one very happy kid and mummy here. Let's jump in. Welcome to the Marketing Me podcast. If you're eager to grow your health and wellness business by effective marketing methods while maintaining your own health and wellness, this podcast is for you. The show features a beautiful blend of guest and solo episodes covering marketing and business growth topics, as well as ways to improve your physical, mental, and emotional self. I'm your host, Leanne Shelton, a health and wellness copywriter and content marketing trainer, who's here to help perfect your message, then find the right channels to send it out in the scary online world, with the ultimate goal of making it heard and seen by your ideal client. So feel free to book in a free 50-minute chat with me after listening to today's episode. The details are in the show notes. And today I'm joined by my very, very, very special guest, my 8-year-old daughter, Gabrielle Shelton. Hey, Gabby.
Hi.
This is exciting.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I'll just introduce you. We've been talking about this episode for a long time, haven't we?
Yeah.
And she's so excited. So Gabrielle is the eldest daughter of Leanne and Justin. I'm Leanne. She's in year three this year and loves writing, doing her hair, playing with her LOLs, OMG, and Barbie dolls, and reading. But most of all, she loves cuddling her mummy and daddy. She said this, not me. Her favorite meditation is Heidi Cherry and Vaya by Corey. And her favorite quote is, sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never hurt me. So you're going to tell us a little bit more about you. Tell us more about your meditation that you like listening to, Heidi Cherry and Vaya.
Well, Heidi Cherry and Vaya have like a funny story, but also a really relaxing thing to it. So like they like talk about what's happening and then it just sounds really nice, but then afterwards it might be a little bit funny in it, but it calms you down at the end.
Yeah, and you listen to it before you go to sleep at night, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know how long we've been doing it for, but it's quite a while, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Quite a while.
Yeah. But she's always releasing new episodes, which keeps it all different.
Yeah, like 2 days ago or 3 days ago or like 2 weeks ago, and yeah, it's so weird.
Yeah, so she uses the Insight Timer app, which we both use. Gabby uses my account, actually. And, yeah, there's really cute three cats and all the different accents and all that kind of stuff. But, yeah, tell us more. What else do you like and dislike?
I dislike is mostly getting in between fights when like someone else is fighting and then and the other person's fighting and I'm just in between, like I have to choose, but it's just like I don't want to. Because
yeah.
At school I have two friends that's fighting, and I'm like, me and Miranda we're friends, we just get caught into the middle. It's just weird getting caught into the middle. It's like you're not like you're part of it, but you have to choose between the two friends, which is really hard to do.
Yeah, that is hard. And what else do you dislike?
I'm not sure. Well, I dislike something I dislike food. Like, I dislike avocado when it's like plain, but in sushi, it really is good.
I don't get that one either. And what do you like? What food do you like?
I like spaghetti bolognese, brisket, sausages, pizza, and that's all.
Okay. And anything else you like, not just food?
I like playing in the dollhouse. There's like a huge dollhouse, which is three levels. Like there's two rooms on the bottom level. There's a lift going up to the middle one. And then there's like just one area in the middle one. And then it goes, then there's a staircase going up to the top. There's a bedroom at the top. And then there's like a little balcony with an umbrella.
Very cool. And what are some of your nicknames?
My nicknames are like Gabba, Gabs, Gabby, Gabstar.
Yeah, we come up with lots of nicknames for you, don't we?
Yeah.
So the reason why I thought we'd bring you on today is because we both enjoy writing. And so I say that, you know, I loved writing when I was your age, and then now you've told me that you love it too. So what do you like about writing?
I like about writing that is because when you start writing, before you start writing, you're like, ah, I don't want to write. But as you get used to it, you've got more courage to do it more. And then when you, like, finish your sentence, you're like, oh, no, I want to keep on doing more writing. Oh, my head's just got used to it. Mostly happens to me all the time when I do writing, so.
Yeah, that's it. Everyone remember that? You just got to push on through it. The same with me, you know. Sometimes I'm like, oh, I need to write something, but I don't really feel like I'm in the mood or nothing comes to my mind. But you know a little trick that I do? And what? It is, you set a little timer. It's called the Pomodoro method. And I set a timer for like 25 minutes and go, all right, I'm going to do as much as I can in that time. And it doesn't feel like a lot of time. You can do it even for less, maybe even 10 minutes. And then you go, you write as much as you can. And before you know it, you feel, like you said, you know, encouraged and feel good to write more. So even for grown-ups, it's the same.
Yeah. It's just a good feeling when I feel like that's how much I love writing. I give writing about like 100 stars if there's a such thing because it's so amazing.
What's amazing about it?
It's that when you sometimes can make up stories, you get to write down good ideas for like making up meditations and stuff. And it's just very, very easy to do.
And do you prefer writing or typing?
I'm not sure. I like writing more, just like this much apart from typing. So like writing about this much and then this much less.
Yeah. So, oh, for anyone looking, anyone who's listening, it's only like a little bit, like an inch or something.
Yeah.
So you pretty close. You like both of them.
Yeah. But writing more.
Okay. So actually writing on paper more.
Yeah.
And why do you think it's important for kids to write?
Because it gives them good stuff because when they are grown-ups, they have good things to say and they really love writing like us.
Yeah. And so also, you know, it's very good for using your imagination, like you said before, and getting that that practice, and it's getting you away from devices.
Yeah.
So you know what, you know how I've told you sometimes you're like, oh, I'm going to this boring place or I'm not sure, like the other week, how vacation care is going to be. And what did you do? What did I say?
I went and it was amazing.
Because what did you take with you?
I took a bag, a special leather bag that has a little pocket at the front, like for pencils. And then I put like, I put in two books in there, two journals in there to write in. And that got my mind off the whole day.
Yeah, what did you write about?
I write about like my day and what's happening. So, yeah.
Awesome. There you go. Yes, because if you, as I said to you that day, you know, you were a bit grumpy that day in that morning. And I said to you, you can choose if you say, I'm going to have a bad day, then you'll have a bad day. You say, I'm going to have a good day, you'll have a good day. And I remember you came home and you were like, big smile, and you had a great day, huh?
Well, I was actually thinking on that day that if I like said that, and then when I came home, I like had a frown, but I actually had a good day. And then I said, I had a good day. I was like, what happened? I'm like,
and so what else do you write about apart from your day?
Stories of my imagination, because I love using my imagination and just putting it on paper. Sometimes I don't have it and I'm like, oh, I'm gonna forget it, and then I actually do, but then I realize, remember it the next day, and then it's just, yes, I can write it.
And what sort of things do you, what sort of characters do you write about?
I like write about this good things like that, these people, Sophie and Lily, like come up to their friends, and then their friends are like, you cannot play, but then they go off and start writing on something.
So you write about kids writing.
Yeah, sometimes I just do that because it just feels right. Because if I write about that down and someone else sees it, they might think of doing it themselves. So
there you go. Yeah. And, you know, so when I was your age, was at the end of year three, I've told you this story, I started writing stories, and I got a beautiful red journal, like with gold kind of pictures on it. And I thought, I'm going to write short stories in this. So I started at the end of year three, so around your age, at the beginning, started writing short stories in it. And I've got to find that. It's probably in the garage somewhere, that book. But it was very special, and it was a lot of fun. So maybe that's something you could do as well.
I might do it in the future. Like, I might get a nice journal and I'm like, I'm going to write in this every day. Because I have these plates, and one of my journals, I used to write in them a lot, but then I just got out of the habit because it wasn't new anymore. And when it was new, I only started writing about them. So, yeah.
Yeah. So you just have to keep remembering to go back to your journal and write again. Look, I'm the same. I haven't written my journal for a while now. I was writing every day, and then I kind of put my journal away, I think, when the cleaner came over, and I then just forgot. So I think what I need to do is bring out my journal, put it right next to my book or something that I'm reading, and that'll remind me to write in it.
Well, you can also just like put it next to your bed when you go to sleep, and then when you wake up, you're like, oh, I'm going to take that downstairs to today and write in it while my kids are watching TV.
Yeah, well, then you could write about your dreams and things too, couldn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, or even have the journal next to my bed, like you said, and write at the end of the day in another episode we'll talk about things we're grateful for, and I've talked to you about that. And so you can write down things that I'm grateful for from that day. You could do that too. You could start doing that. So when you're not tired and you're reading your books, you could actually write in your journal instead before sleep.
Yeah, but I like reading and writing. They're just like, when I write down, I'm like, I want to read through this, and I'm like, I'm just gonna write before read before bed. And so I used to, when I was a bit younger, I used to write in bed in the dark, but it was really hard because I didn't have a nightlight that can actually change to lighting. So I used to sneak in a book and a pencil in my top drawer, and then like used to draw stuff and write stuff in it. But as I got older, I stopped doing it because I realized the pencil is starting to make marks in my drawer. So I have to clean that out.
Well, maybe you could get a pen with a lid or something and you can do it. Yeah. But you don't want to get ink on the bed either. So it's kind of a tricky one.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Yeah. And do you like writing songs?
I love writing songs. Sometimes I remember the songs. There's a song I made, and I still remember it.
Oh, yeah, what was that? Do you want to sing it?
I can sing a little bit of it.
Okay.
It's called Stop, Look, and Listen.
Oh, yeah, go on. It's a,
stop, look, and listen, think what you're gonna do. Stop, look, and listen, think what you're gonna do. When you stop, you think what you're gonna do. What are you gonna do next, right now? That's the sort of what I thought of it. I'm thinking of more stuff.
I love it. And, you know, the first time I heard that song, I thought you actually learned it at school. I didn't realize you made it up.
Well, I could have actually taken out words of a real song and then just put it in this song, because it's actually what songs actually made of.
Well, songs I remember, yeah, and I remember last year you came up with a song. It was during lockdown, remember, and you had to come up with a song about or something about road safety.
Yeah.
And you made up a really good song. That was really good.
Yeah, it was really good.
If you say so yourself.
And since it was really good, my teacher on Zoom actually showed it to the class, which I was very happy about.
Yeah, you should be proud of. Very good. And I've made up a little song for, well, mainly your sister. Well, firstly, your sister, yeah. A little lullaby, haven't I? And I adjust it to you. Should we sing it together? Maybe not. Maybe we'll save something for you, for people to imagine. Eh? Imagine.
Yeah.
And what would you like to do when you grow up?
Well, there's a whole heap of jobs I really want to do, but I can't think of just doing one. I want to be a writer, a teacher, a hairdresser, a doctor, and all that stuff. It's just so confusing. I don't know which I'm actually going to do.
Well, you are 8, so you got time.
Yeah, I got like about 20 years. Maybe say about 20.
A little less, yeah, yeah. Well, we have to go to uni first. You have to know when you get to about 17, 18, you need to know what you want to study at uni or college or whatever.
Yeah.
Or TAFE, yeah. And anything else you want to say about writing?
If you're writing at home, you should always write, because if you're like feeling bored, maybe it's good, and you haven't written yet. Maybe it's good if you should write, because that might solve your boredness.
Yes, very good tip. Very good tip there. And I always ask my guests this, and it's, how do you look after your health and wellness? What do you do to keep healthy?
I have these special pops every day at breakfast time. Gummy vitamins, and they're like all different types of flavors, and they're only stopping a lot of sickness in, so only a little bit of sickness comes out. But once I didn't have them and I got a fever, so you should always have something.
And what else do you do like exercise?
I like sometimes running, because at school I run a lot, because my friends mostly run and I have to catch up, but sometimes I actually accidentally twist my ankle in the middle of it, but I always get back up. And
that's the important part. Always get back up again. Yep.
Get back up again.
That's it. You say it. And what other sports? What do you play?
Well, I'm playing summer sports at school. I'm doing cricket and basketball.
Well, you're trying out. I'm going to find out if you get
in. Yeah.
Fingers crossed.
I'm doing cricket, and next up I'm doing basketball in 2 weeks' time.
Awesome. And you also do swimming, remember?
Yeah, I do swimming, and I didn't want to do singing because I'm pretty good at swimming and I mean singing anyways. But singing isn't a sport, so.
This is true. Unless you add dancing to it, and then it becomes a bit exercise.
Yeah, sort of. Well, you're actually sometimes getting hot and sweaty doing it, but that's the point of exercise. You get hot and sweaty.
Mm-hmm.
So
keeps you healthy. And what else do you eat that's healthy?
I eat apples, grapes, cherries, This reminds me of this morning. This strawberry. My mum, you thought it was fluff, but it was actually a bit of cobweb. And then there was a spider crawling up my arm. I got scared and like flicked it off and it just gone before, but it was like, it was brown and then it had a little bit of red, so it could have been a red back.
Oh, it was pretty tiny though. I don't think
yeah
so.
Well, maybe it could have been a baby red back.
I don't know. Well, somehow it survived being in the fridge all night, so
yeah, it must be a good spider.
Yeah.
Well, not actually, but probably just survived.
Yeah, interesting, hey? So I wanted to say thank you for being my guest today. I wanted to bring you on to talk about a shared love for writing, because you know I love writing and yeah. I have since I was a kid. And I'm just going to say keep on writing. And for any other kids out there, you heard Gabby say it, writing is good when you're bored. Don't just whinge to your mum and dad. Hint, hint, Gabby. get out a journal or buy a journal. You can go, to Officeworks or Smiggle and buy something pretty. And then you can write in there when you're bored and use your imagination and come up with different ideas. Cause that's what I did. And you never know, you might end up writing as a grown up for your job. And yeah, anything else you want to say?
So like, if someone doesn't like writing as a kid, as they grow up, they might start liking writing. So it's good if you're at the kid, it's okay if you don't like writing or if you do like writing. But as you get older, if you do like writing, you'll grow up to somebody liking writing. And if you don't like writing, you can sometimes grow up to someone not liking writing or sometimes someone liking writing.
Well, it's not for everyone, is it? So that's why people get me to do the writing for them. We don't want everyone to write because otherwise I won't have work.
Yeah, you're right.
And, today this episode is coming out on Valentine's Day. And so it was very important. I thought it was a very special day to release this one. And also it's episode 113. And 13 is my favorite number. And also it was the year you were born, 2013. So
very special.
Yeah. So thank you, Gabby, for coming on the show. And I will just finish it up now and I will see you later. Bye.
Bye.
So thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You can find show notes for the episode at marketingandme.com.au. If you enjoy listening, please subscribe and leave me a rating or review via iTunes and grab a screenshot of this episode and share it across your socials. If you're interested in connecting with me, feel free to reach out via LinkedIn. Just search for Leanne Shelton and let me know you're a fan of the show. You can also find me on Instagram under LeanneShelton247 or book in a free 15-minute chat, because I'd absolutely love to chat about how I can help you grow a thriving health and wellness business. Until next time, I wish you good health and good wealth.